Andrew Brady, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Is there any truth in the rumour Millsy's going to run for Prime Minister in 6 months' time? That's what I'm hearing.
I'll tell you what, we could do worse than Steve Mills for Prime Minister. Let's start it, Andy. You and I can start the campaign.
I'm starting it. I'm campaign manager. Send all the money to me. It'll definitely never see the light of day.
Yeah, good stuff. Let's start that. Steve Mills is Australia's next Prime Minister. I'm sure all six PR listeners will get on board with that. Now, what's the Pope doing in Ireland?
Well, apologising is what a lot of the victims of clerical sexual childhood abuse are hoping for. This is very, very sensitive this weekend. Obviously, we've seen papal visits before. We've seen Pope Francis head to Argentina, you name it, and he has had an incredible welcome. He has a very, very serious weekend ahead of him in Ireland. Two-day visit. A lot of very devout Catholics will attend the Mass at the Phoenix Park in Dublin. But this is a very different Ireland to the Ireland that Pope John Paul II visited in 1979. You know, I can still remember the excitement. I was a small child. I remember my grandmother packing sandwiches and a small chair, a picnic-style chair, to go and sit in the Phoenix Park and see the Pope. This time round, it is a very different Ireland. The communities, the Catholic community, has been very badly hurt by all of the abuse by priests. And basically, people want Pope Francis to meet some of the victims and apologise for the Vatican's handling of what is a crisis. So he has a huge, huge issue to deal with this weekend in Ireland, that's for sure.
Yeah, he certainly does. We'll watch this space over the weekend. Now, Britain has outlined its plans for an unlikely no-deal Brexit.
Yes, the government says this is just prudent planning. Well, all of the papers today have got hold of all of the information that reporters were given. They were taken into a room, they were given these embargoed documents, and they were allowed to read through them. Basically, if there's no deal between the European Union and Britain come the end of March in 2019, and, you know, we're heading into September now, this, you know, Parliament will be back full soon. It's not that far away. There doesn't seem to be any prospect of a deal, but the UK government is saying it's just being prudent and responsible and outlining what people can expect. Well, we now learn today that people can expect an awful lot of paperwork, mountains of bureaucracy, delays everywhere, medicines could run down, and Britain in 2019 could be far, far poorer than it has been for many years since the global financial crisis. So the papers today, sorry to keep banging on about Brexit, but it is dominating everything politically here, as your situation is in your country. But basically, a no-deal Brexit would look to be an absolute disaster for small British businesses.
Yeah, I'm sure it would. Now, in a huge game for Man U up against Spurs.
Yeah, they're calling this a crunch match. It doesn't happen until Monday night, so we'll have the rounds of fixtures tomorrow and Sunday. Spurs, Manchester United on Monday night. Jose Mourinho, the Manchester United manager, he looks deeply unhappy. The squad don't seem to be playing for him. Nothing seems to be clicking. There seems to be unrest. Is it too early into a season, game three, to be calling it a crisis? The newspapers, of course, know that putting these words, Manchester United and crisis, in a headline sells newspapers.
Absolutely.
So, of course, they're all going for it. And Tottenham Hotspur, on the other hand, their opponents on Monday night, they've got a situation of their own because this new stadium still isn't finished. There are safety issues and they're still not moved in. It's over budget and it's beyond the time deadline. So two clubs with issues, they go head-to-head on Monday night. Fascinating to see what happens.
Yeah, it is fascinating. I'll tell you what, Steve Mills is Prime Minister and perhaps Steve Mills can also go and sort out Man U.
Yeah, he could. He's a multi-talented man, and just don't take any horse tips. When he's Prime Minister and he's on air in the Melbourne and Flemington, and he's talking about who's going to win the Melbourne Cup, just keep your money in your pocket.
Well said, Andy. You have a wonderful weekend, mate. We'll catch up next week.
And you, Ollie. See you Monday.